From freenations.net by Rodney Atkinson. The Battle of Cologne Station. Another gift from Merkel the Moron. Having invited hordes of unchecked Middle East and African migrants into Europe, with no word of approval from Germans, Europeans, or their elected representatives, Merkel aided the Paris terrorists, one of whom boasted at the ease of which he could come and go across Merkel's destroyed borders. Now the true extent of the disaster is being brought home to those unconsulted Germans. There were pitched battles between migrants and police who sought to protect Germans at Cologne Station on New Year's Eve. Women were being attacked, hit, prodded, sexually abused. They were forced, in the words of the police, to run the gauntlet of sexually and verbally abusive migrant men. The following is from the police report of the events. Amongst the crimes too numerous for the police to effect arrests in the chaos were: 1. Ripping down road signs with a grin saying, "You can't do anything to me, bring me a new one tomorrow." 2. "I am Syrian, you must treat me kindly, Frau Merkel invited me." 3. When we had cleared an area, the migrants just came back making a joke of the whole thing. We could make no arrests. The extent of the riot was so great, and there were no cells to hold so many. 4. We had to close the station platforms because of the crowds. The reaction was to run into the neighbouring platforms, across the rails, which then had to be closed. 5. There was fighting to get onto trains. Only the strong succeeded. 6. The whole station became a wasteland, with certain areas turned into toilets. 7. Many migrants who had no intention of travelling slept off their drunkenness in every area of the station, including bank kiosks and waiting rooms, etc. 8. When the police became aware of those injured crying for help, the migrants deliberately gathered to prevent access to them. 9. Many injured or acting as witnesses were threatened or pursued. 10. The continuous presence of the police and an alert public managed to prevent completed rapes. The contempt and lack of respect for law enforcement was the worst I've witnessed in 29 years in the force. The police forces were in action in full protective clothing and helmets from 21:45 to 07:30 to tackle this chaotic and shameful situation. From freenations.net by Rodney Atkinson. The Free Nations website has for over 20 years explained the racist origins of the European Union and shown how it has destroyed democratic nations. I will also be talking about Rodney's new book called And Into the Fire, The Fascist Elements of Postwar Europe and the Development of the European Union, with contributions from William Dorrich and Edward Spalton. It's available to buy on Amazon and on iTunes. Find out more at freenations.net and look at the books tab.